Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2190, How to Withdraw Money from Your IRA Penalty-Free by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. How to Withdraw Money from Your IRA Penalty-Free by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. We live in a world where stuff happens. Air conditioners break, kids need braces, and dogs need heartworm medication. When the unexpected occurs and you suddenly find yourself in a cash-needy situation, one place that investors are tempted to raid is their individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. If you don't have a 401k that you can borrow from, your credit cards are tapped, and your emergency fund is in need of just that, an emergency, then tapping your IRA might be the only option. This is the last resort, especially if you haven't reached the age of 59 and a half. Did you know, however, that there are ways that you can withdraw from your IRA without penalty? Yes, that's right. Uncle Sam was generous to allow you to touch your IRA under special circumstances. If you need the money for one of these reasons, then you might be in luck. Before we continue, some words of caution. Just because you can touch your retirement money with no penalty doesn't mean that you don't have to pay the tax. If you're withdrawing money out of a traditional IRA, you'll have to pay ordinary income tax. There's no way getting around that. If you have a Roth IRA, however, you can pull your contributions at any time. The earnings have an age, 59 and a half, and 5-year test that they have to meet before you can have access to those funds penalty-free. Then there's the issue of compounding interest. If you keep taking money out of your IRA, there's less to compound, potentially leaving you short at retirement. Paying those doctor bills. An unexpected visit to the hospital can be a major financial blow to your nest egg. Many have to take out a personal loan to pay off the debt. If your hospital bill is currently greater than 10% of your income, that portion that is above that will be penalty-free. Health insurance for the unemployed. Lost your job and down in the dumps? A further complication comes when you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay for your health insurance. If you find yourself being recently let go, and so as long as you receive unemployment for 12 consecutive weeks, then you're allowed to tap your IRA to pay for health insurance premiums for yourself and your family. Higher learning. School days, good old golden rules days. If you or someone in your family is planning on going to school, you can use your IRA money penalty-free to help with the costs, to include tuition, fees, books, supplies, room and board, and required equipment. To qualify, you or they must be going to school at least half-time to a college, university, or a vocational school that accepts federal financial aid. Note from me, I highly discourage using your IRA money to pay for your kids' college education. It's my belief that you need to take care of number one, that's you, and tapping your retirement money is a recipe for financial hazard. Home shopping. If you're a first-time homebuyer, you'll have the option of using your IRA to live out the American dream. Each individual is allowed to pull $10,000 or $20,000 if you're married. According to Fairmark.com, here are the requirements that you must meet. Number one, the purchase must be a principal residence. Number two, the person for whom it is a principal residence must be the owner of the IRA or a family member within limits. Number three, the person for whom it is a principal residence must be a first-time homebuyer. Generally, someone who has not owned a home in the previous 2 years. Number four, the purchase must cover qualified acquisition costs. And number five, the purchase must be made within the applicable time limit. This tax loophole can also be used to purchase a first home for a parent, child, or grandchild. Disability. If and when someone has an accident or is diagnosed with a condition that gives them a permanent disability, it can be quite scary when it comes to paying the bills. If you have a permanent disability, you can withdraw from your 401k early and get the money you need. You have to provide a disability letter to your 401k custodian so that they won't hit you with the 10% penalty. Early retirement income. Another more complex strategy to try and avoid the 10% penalty is the rule of 72T. The rule of 72T states that withdrawals from your 401k have to be substantially equal periodic payments. You must use one of the three methods that the IRS has determined and then take your payment on a set schedule for a specific time period. It's required that you take those payments for either 5 years or when you turn 59 and a half, whichever comes later. For example, if you start taking your payments at the age of 52, then you must do so for 8 years. Someone who starts at 57 must do so till the age of 62. Please note, once a payment schedule is established, payments modified in any way will be subject to a 10% early distribution penalty, plus interest penalty. The 72T strategy may not always be suitable. An advisor or a tax or legal professional can help identify if this is the best strategy for you. If you owe the IRS, if the tax man comes knocking at your door, he doesn't care where the money comes from, so long as you pay it, cash, check, or even credit card. And if it's your IRA, you're allowed to take money penalty-free to settle your tax debt. Military service. Military Reserve members may also be eligible to take early IRA withdrawals. To qualify for the tax exemption, you must have been ordered or called to active duty after September 11, 2001, for more than 179 days, and the distribution must be made during the active duty period. The Army, Naval, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Coast Guard reserves are among the military branches whose members qualify. Till death do us part. Death would seem to be the ultimate hardship, and when an IRA account holder dies, the beneficiaries can take withdrawals from the account without paying the 10% penalty. However, the IRS imposes restrictions on spouses who inherit an IRA and elect to treat it as their own. They may be subject to the penalty if they take a distribution before age 59 and a half. You just listened to the post titled, How to Withdraw Money from Your IRA Penalty-Free by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. For your extended 30-day free trial. I appreciate that Jeff pointed out that tapping into your IRA or any retirement investment vehicle should be a last resort, While that's easier said than done when you find yourself in challenging circumstances, to a certain extent, we all know that life is going to throw us some lemons at some point. So in theory, we can expect the unexpected and plan accordingly. And I'd argue that some of the things on this list aren't true hardships or could be managed in other ways. For example, a first home purchase or higher education is something that can be planned and saved for. I'm not sure that justifies raiding your retirement account. Further, many medical expenses can be managed through interest-free payment plans. When I invest my money, I do it for the long term, and I'm so firm in my commitment to not touch the money I have invested that oftentimes I just see that money as gone. I think of it as a tax I've paid to my future self. It's not accessible to me anytime soon, so I can just forget about it for now. I have other money, like my emergency or opportunity fund, options to grow my income, and if it was absolutely necessary, the ability to take on low interest debt. When we're saving and investing, we can think of it as giving each dollar a job. Some dollars have short-term jobs, like the cash we have in our savings accounts right now. But other dollars, like the ones in our retirement vehicles, have long-term jobs, and I'm not one to interrupt someone at work. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.